For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. In Kentucky, racetracks that run slot-style gambling machines have to follow rules set by the state. But as Caitlin McGlade from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting found, the racetracks had a surprising role in their own oversight.
The Red Mile Gambling Parlor in Lexington is a flurry of neon lights coming from rows of large machines that chuckle, jingle, and chirp. I'm there on a Wednesday afternoon. Players are scattered throughout the maze of terminals, which look like slot machines.
And I lost.
That's the sound of me losing cash to the Alchemist jackpot. I pushed a button, like a regular slot machine. But it's not a regular slot machine, because that would be illegal. Look above the spinning flags and cherries at any one of these machines, and you might see a tiny video of horses racing across the screen. That's because my odds of winning are based on an old horse race, and I'm technically betting in a pool instead of against a house. Only horse racing associations are allowed to operate these, and the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission is responsible for ensuring they're legal and accurate. But according to records reviewed by KYCIR, the commission asked the racetracks that benefit from these machines to pay for their own regulation, with little oversight. Michael Fagan was a U.S. District Attorney for 25 years and specialized in gambling cases. He thinks this sounds problematic.
Most people, I think, who thought it through would recognize that this is not the way to run a railroad, so to speak.
There are two issues here. One, the commission essentially handed over the reins to the racetracks for more than $800,000 worth of testing their own machines. The commission let the consultant, Gaming Laboratories International, bill tracks directly. That means Ellis Park, Keeneland, Kentucky Downs, and two machine makers paid the bills for nearly 5 years of work without the Horse Racing Commission reviewing them. The other issue? The commission had the tracks pay when the consultant proposed new regulatory standards in 2015. That means the tracks foot the bill for rules that could one day affect their own machines.
The industry that's supposed to be regulated is buying its own regulator.
The Kentucky Auditor of Public Accounts criticized the arrangement in an October review. It's legal for the racetracks to pay for testing, but the auditor said the commission should have been keeping watch. It wasn't. Chris Hunt is the legal counsel for the auditor. He calls the commission's actions out of the ordinary.
The commission here kind of stepped aside and had the vendors work directly with the racetracks when it was actually their contract. And as we point out in the letter, they didn't do any monitoring or testing of it.
It has since set up a quarterly review schedule. On the other issue, the auditor said, the law doesn't allow the commission to make racetracks pay for drafting regulations. Stephen Coven, a University of Louisville professor in the Department of Urban and Public Affairs, says having the racetracks pay for draft regulations could create a conflict of interest.
As a general rule, it might be suspicious if the person that's being regulated, is paying the regulator. It could be the case that there's pressure to have recommendations that favor the people that are paying for the recommendations.
Gaming Laboratories International said in an email that the racetracks had, quote, no influence over their work, nor had they ever tried to. We don't know what the draft regulations from 2015 are yet. Steve May with the Racing Commission said in an email that they involve technical requirements, but the commission wouldn't release the proposal because it's still considered a draft. The auditor recommended that the commission reimburse the tracks for that proposal. And May said it did. But 2 months ago, we asked for the checks to prove the tracks got paid. A representative of the commission said it didn't have them. The commission suggested I ask another agency. They didn't have them either. I told Chris Hunt, the auditor's lawyer, about this.
That sounds bizarre to me, frankly.
Later, I asked the commission if it had any documentation of the payment. The Racing Commission gave me check numbers, but nothing else. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, with additional reporting by Becca Schimmel from WKU Public Radio, I'm Caitlin McGlade.